Hey everybody, this is Dr. Serelda. How are you all doing out there? Listen, welcome to the Married to My Purpose podcast, and I am excited to have a little conversation with you all tonight, okay? Listen, I want you all to put in the chat pain, purpose, and perspective. Pain, purpose, and perspective. So when we talk about our purpose, we have to understand that there's probably going to be pain attached to it. There is also going to be happiness attached to it. There'll be joy. There'll be celebration around it. Once you start to embrace your purpose and you walk in it, there's so much relief. But we cannot erase that as you are building your purpose, as you are discovering your purpose, you are going to have pain attached to your purpose. Now, pain into purpose is the process of transforming personal suffering and adversity into a driving force of growth. Not only a driving force of growth, but also resilience and a positive change. So if we know that resilience is involved, if we know that the driving force of growth is involved, when you grow as a child, think about it. When your mama used to put on, now I'm from the South, as you can hear, I didn't say mother, I didn't say mommy, I said mama, okay? Kind of with an I instead of an O or an A. When your mama used to put the shoes on you when you were little and they were too little, they hurt your feet. There was some pain to that, especially if she made you wear them to school, even though you told her that they were too small. How many of us are living in spaces as we are understanding our purpose and we're staying in places that are uncomfortable, that's causing us pain? Many of us are. And some of us are trying to figure out why, because we're not attaching that to our purpose. We're not attaching that pain to our purpose. Guess what? Purpose building hurts. Why do I say that? Because I didn't expect to be living my life today the way that I'm having to navigate spaces and seasons without some people in my life. I was not expecting to be walking out and building my purpose, and I didn't have certain people on my side to be cheerleaders and to help push me from behind and to walk alongside me. That's painful to me. It hurts, but I still move. I still move forward. And I am learning from the time we have started recording this podcast. I've grown since podcast episode number one, season one. We're almost on 10, 11, or 12. I'm losing count at this point. But I'm growing through. I'm going through. I'm talking through and I'm walking through the pain of building my purpose. As I mentioned to you all before, I started this journey in 2024, married, and now I'm single. This Married to My Purpose podcast was birthed from a prayer. And my prayer was, God, I need you to replace the dedication, the perseverance, and the ecosystem that I was in marriage with something meaningful. And just as clear as I'm talking to you, God said, you need to be married to your purpose, not another man, not another spouse, but your purpose, because somewhere along the line, you walked away from it. I didn't want to hear that. Who wants to hear that? But it was true. Sometimes we get so far away from our purpose. Sometimes we get so far away from our goals because we're focused on someone else's goals. We get so distracted, like, well, if I help this person, I'll be okay. But that's not necessarily your purpose. That may be part of a goal or a task, but your overall purpose should not be neglected at the expense of helping someone else be built up. Because in the same process, you're being torn down. That's not how that's supposed to go. So that pain that you are enduring, I want you to think about it. Where is it coming from? Is this pain coming from just simply being uncomfortable? Is this pain coming from someone that's no longer part of your life that you wanted to stay, but deep down inside you knew they had to go? Is this pain coming from a job that you lost or a job that shifted? Not only did I go from married to single, but my job shifted in this season. I'm operating in spaces that I wasn't necessarily operating in 6 months ago. But I didn't quit. It has been extremely painful, but I understand that it lends to my purpose. Now, when we talk about pain to purpose, it is extremely important for your well-being and mental health. I was talking to someone today and they said, I think I'm just going to stay in school. I'm going to get my bachelor's, then I'm going to get my master's, then I'm going to get my doctorate because that's all I know. I had to reassure this person. That is not all you know. That's the process that you've been in that you become familiar with. I'm going to put a pin here. Let's talk about this word familiar. Familiar can get you left behind. Familiar can let you become paralyzed in progress. Don't become so familiar that you forget your purpose. Okay? I had to remind this person, you were not just born to go to school. You have a purpose beyond school. Do something with what you learned in school. Don't be a professional student for your entire life. That's not the intent. And many people are stuck hiding. There's another word. Familiar was one, hiding is another. Don't hide. Don't hide behind school. Don't hide behind degrees. Don't hide behind certifications. Don't do that. Don't hide behind your gifts. And don't hide your gifts. So watch this. I have discovered over the last year that I have this poetic slant to myself. Yes, I like to write. I like to read. But I can take words and concepts and I can write. For example, let's look at this shirt I have on. You see a rainbow, you see earrings, you see hair, you see my face, you see my skin, you see this little mole over here on both sides. I inherited from my grandmother. And you see the word that says, be kind to others. But I want you to consider, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't let familiarity paralyze you. Okay? Don't let your pain stop you. Even when somebody is hospitalized, the intent is to stop the pain. The intent is to stop the pain, not destroy your purpose. Your purpose has to live. Your purpose is supposed to live. You don't want to go to heaven or wherever your religious preference tells you you're going after the afterlife. You don't want to die and not have lived in anything pertaining to your purpose. Okay? I want you all to put in the chat, live and start now. Live and start now. So we talked about pain. We talked about purpose. But let me read something to you. By reframing painful experiences as opportunities for learning and meaning making, individuals can find renewed purpose in their lives and contribute to a greater good. Okay? By reframing painful experiences, how many of us have had painful experiences in our lives? Reframing those painful experiences as opportunities for learning and meaning making, individuals can find a renewed purpose in their lives and contribute to the greater good. Why wouldn't we want to? Life happens. Change is painful. Change hurts. I hurt. in this season. There are certain pockets of my life where I am in extreme emotional pain, but I don't quit because I know that my story can help someone else. Let's talk about perspective. We've gone from pain to purpose to perspective. And I want to give complete credit to my son, LSU senior Victor Herbin IV, also known as Quarter, because he is the fourth. He did a video today, and I may drop it in the chat so that you all could see it. And he said that the focus should go from pain to purpose to perspective. It's all a matter of perspective when you're going through things in life, your circumstances. It's all a matter of perspective. What am I saying in simple terms? It's really the way we see it. It's really the way we see it. So if we see pain as doom and gloom, we can't do anything with it, our lives are over, our purpose cannot be fulfilled, that's exactly what's going to happen. But if you say, you know what, this has happened to me, I'm not going to allow it to let me be paralyzed and get so full of self-pity that I cannot move. No, ma'am, no, sir. We've got to move. Somebody drop it in the chat. We have got to move. Everything that's going on in society, there are people hurting, there are people waiting, and there are people praying for your purpose to be birthed. Now, they may not be praying in those specific terms, but there are people praying for a change in their lives. Who's to say being married to my purpose, somebody today listens to this podcast and they get hope. They get hope to live another day. They get hope to walk out of a toxic situation. They get hope to apply to that job, that dream job, or that job that would offer them more opportunities to take care of their family and elevate their spaces and influence others. Who's to say? But it's up to us. It's up to us to understand pain, purpose, and perspective. When we are talking about those three things, sometimes they aren't happening separately. They are happening concurrently. Okay, so when you go, until I see you all again next week in our next recording, understand this. You need to move from your pain to your purpose and understand it's really all about how you see it. So I need you all to think about that this week. And I want to always appreciate everybody who comes on to listen in on the Married to My Purpose podcast, okay? Listen, thank you all. I love you all. Tune in, subscribe. I'm looking forward to a continued great year, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Married to My Purpose conference.